Penguin Random House Audio presents The Money Tree, a story about finding the fortune in your own backyard. This is the author, Chris Guillebeau, and I hope you enjoy it. Act 1, Chapter 1. Jake, are you there? Did we lose you? In his mind, Jake Ahrens felt fully in control of his life. Not only had he stopped worrying about the highly disturbing emails he'd received right before the client meeting, but the problems they referred to didn't exist at all. He imagined a bright future with his girlfriend and a promising career at the agency. But in the conference room where he sat, situated across from his boss and two seats away from the client who had just signed a major contract, he wasn't paying any attention at all. Even as he daydreamed about an alternate reality, he knew that the one he was suddenly facing was far less desirable. If only he could... Hey, Earth to Jake! What? Oh, sorry. I was just gathering my thoughts. He rewound the last few minutes in his mind, switching out of autopilot and willing himself to remember key details. Five people sat staring at him. First, his boss, Jan, who was leading the meeting and trying to get his attention. Next, two representatives of Avery Tech, the client that had hired them. A few seats farther over was Sloan, who carried the honorary title of Chief Asshole Officer. Sloan wasn't aware he held this high honor that Jake had conferred upon him. In his mind, he saw himself as senior consultant, despite the fact that their agency didn't organize its employees by rank. Finally, next to Sloan sat Prina, a much nicer colleague he'd come to consider a friend in the 10 months he'd been working at Brightside. And then there was Jake. What was he supposed to do again?